Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
Do you know what the number one problem was in the public schools 50 years ago? Chewing gum and running in the hall. Today, kids are taking knives and assault weapons into school, and it's rape and it's drug abuse, and something's come off the hinges. And racism isn't dead. If anything, its fires have been relit out of hell. And teenage girls are cutting themselves. And I never understood the cutting, why people would take razors and cut until I worked with in the addiction ministry. And the reason people cut themselves is because there's so much emotional pain that the physical pain eclipses that for a moment. It takes my mind off why my heart feels like a jigsaw puzzle that's in 1,000 pieces, and I got no idea how it should be put back together again. Pornography is nothing but a plague in the land. Women and children are being trafficked, sold for sex. Anybody hear about that on the news? Sex slavery is part of the broken culture that we live in, and now we're aborting babies all the way through the third trimester. Oh, help us, Jesus. And I listen to the news and I want to scream, but maybe screaming isn't it. Maybe weeping and praying and fasting because I watch the news. But let me just pump the brakes. If anybody in this room has had an abortion, I'm not beating you up. There is grace for you. There is mercy for you. There is forgiveness for you. But what I'm talking about is where our government is. And I don't know about, if you heard about in New York, you know, the state I had the pleasure of leaving. When in New York, Governor Cuomo signed a bill, and the governor in Virginia, and they're arguing, politicians are arguing now, that if a baby survives an abortion after 9 months, whether or not it should be revived or not. Have mercy. Have mercy, God. The fact that we're even talking about abortion, which is nothing short of murder. All the way to the ninth month, the third trimester, and when the baby is aborted, if it's still alive, we're talking about whether it should live or not. What? I'm here today to tell you, politicians have gone mad. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican or a liberal or a conservative or an independent. There's not a politician on this planet that has the answer for a broken nation that we're living in. They don't have the answer for racism. They don't have the answer to abortion. They don't have the answer to violence. But I know who has the answer. I said I know who has the answer. And his name is Jesus. Listen, everybody, if you want to know where this preacher stands, every single baby in the womb matters to God. Every single one deserves to be born. Every single one has a future that we should fight for. Yeah, the drug addict's baby, the sick baby, the Down syndrome baby, the immigrant baby, the minority baby, the criminal's baby, the poor baby, the disabled baby, the unwanted baby. No baby is a throwaway in the eyes of God. Meanwhile, we've become numb to the ruins and the devastation, and there's been an enemy invasion while we sit in our posh, comfortable Christian corners waiting for these broken people to come into the church. But I got news for you. They may not all just walk in. Somebody may have to go and bring them in. You got too much on your lap. That's okay, bro. You might be a visitor. I don't know. You're not a visitor, are you? It's your first time?
No.
Second time? Sorry if I'm scaring you, see? See? Paul, I saw a look of fear on his face, and I was about to pull him. Y'all can sit down. You can sit down there. I'll tell you what, if you, I know you like it here because it's your second visit, but if you're just looking for, if you're just looking for a nice, quiet little church, read Psalm 23. Oh, I know you'd rather hear a sermon about prosperity being the head and not the tail. I'm sure you'd rather hear a sermon about miracles and your breakthrough, but sometime we got to hit the pause button and say, God, who woke up today thinking, boy, I hope Pastor Russ preaches about me having a burden for this messed up world. I told you last week, the message of Jesus is a going message. And meanwhile, the church is waiting for people to drop in. Ain't nobody got time for that. You'll get that later. Ain't nobody got time for that. I have the answer. I have the answer to the third trimester. I'm trying to point out to you is we're living in a broken, shattered culture. And government is not the answer. The church, the local church, is the hope of the world. You ought to clap real loud. I mean extra loud. The church. The church, of Jesus Christ, who God loves through, who he reaches through. But how will we ever mobilize if we don't first have a burden for lost people? Because as long as we don't have a burden for the broken culture we live in, we will always live in a me-centric, self-absorbed Christian life. It's all about my breakthrough, my miracle, my blessing, my gift. Feed me, fix me, heal me. But it's time the church make a shift. Somebody say make a shift. And we need to make a shift from feed me, fix me, heal me to equip me, train me, send me. Amen to that. Tap your, I know Reuben don't want to tap his neighbor, but tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, say neighbor, it ain't all about you. I'll tell you who it is about. It's about the broken people that are within, dying in the shadow of the steeple. That's who it is about. It's not and ever about us four and no more. And I wonder if any of this makes us weep. And I wonder if any of it makes us want to fast and pray and reach out. I wonder when we hear about women and children being sold as sex slaves by some demon-possessed pimp. I wonder if that does anything for us or we turn over to the Andy Griffith Show and need a laugh. I know the Andy Griffith Show was like a generation before most of you. Johnny doesn't even know who he is. That's your loss, bro. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem, I've come to share, today's the foundation message for Kingdom Builders, because I'm going to ask you to serve, and I'm going to ask you to give, and I'm going to ask you to go past where you are. But I get up here and preach the best giving sermon and the best sermon on serving ever. But if your heart doesn't break and your soul doesn't ache for people who are tore up from the floor up, you might throw an extra 10 in, but you're never going to really sacrifice. Kingdom builders are burdened with the brokenness around them. And that's the first thing that Nehemiah had, was a burden for people. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem, he wept over the city. By the way, he didn't weep because of what they were going to do to him. He wept because they were sheep that had no shepherd. And he saw them wandering and lost. And I wonder how we see lost people. And my prayer today is that what consumes the heart of Christ would consume ours. Church can so easily become a country club where the saints are entertained. instead of the triage emergency room that God made it to be. Nehemiah was burdened to rebuild walls, but I pray God would burden us to rebuild lives. By the way, nothing great for God ever gets done without first a burden. Let me tell you this. And those of you in the ministry, and those, let me tell you about ministry, everybody. Ministry, you can do ministry without a burden, but if you do ministry without a burden, it becomes mechanical and it'll wear you out. But people who last a long time, like the Hubers in the ministry, because they got a heart for broken people. Because ministry will beat you up and chew you up and spit you out, and you'll get criticized and decisions challenged. I mean, ministry's not easy. It's not for wimps. But let me tell you what will keep you like Pastor Day for 40-some years in the ministry. I remember when I first met Pastor Day, we sat down in Maggiano's Italian restaurant. Can I get an amen? And I sat right next to him, and I loved him from the first thing come out of his mouth. And I'm going to tell you why. There's nobody I've ever met on this planet that has a greater heart for broken people than Pastor Dave Baldwin. I knew I could work with this brother from the first. You ever just meet somebody and just connect? Man, my heart tied up with his right away. You don't last 42 years in the ministry, Maddie, like your dad, unless you got a burden for broken people. You don't know what goes on the inside. The phone rings all the time, and people come in and broken, wounded, hurting. And Pastor Dave will stop what he's doing at any minute of any day, or he gets out of bed in the middle of the night and goes to him. You know why? Because it's a burden. And I'm not trying to make him the hero or take away his heavenly reward. But I'm going to tell you what, you'll last in ministry if you've got a burden for people. Amen to that. And I've got more to my message here, so I need to move on. But if you got a burden, a burden will always birth a vision. Are you hearing me, everybody? Because when you have a burden, you cannot just sit there and do nothing. If your heart's breaking and your soul is aching, you can't sit on the couch for the next 10 years. Burden will birth a vision. And so Nehemiah had this vision, and here's what it was. In verse 17 of chapter 2, he says, you see the trouble we're in? Jerusalem lies in ruins. The gates are burned. Come, let us rebuild the wall. We will no longer be a disgrace. Say that out loud. We will no longer be a disgrace. What he was saying there, something's about to shift. Something is about to change. The disgrace and the shame will not remain. Something is about to change. I've wept, I've prayed, I've fasted, and something's about to change. He could see it before it even happened. The brokenness isn't going to stay broken, is what he's saying. And so he gets this vision, and Nehemiah could have sat around and remembered how things used to be. Remember the good old days? But God wants to do a new thing. I said, God wants to do a new thing. I thank God for the good old days. I thank God for revivals of the past. But no church has a future unless its vision is bigger than its memories. I said, no church has a future unless its vision is bigger than its memories. Memories don't build the kingdom. Vision does. Someone asked Helen Keller if she thought there was anything worse than being blind. She said, yes, having no vision. Vision is a picture of the future that produces passion in us today. Next week when you come in, I'm going to break down the Kingdom Builder's vision for you even more. When you walk in, you're going to get one of these books. And it says Kingdom Builders on it, Project Guide 2019. And you know what that's a picture of on the front? It's a picture of the capital city. I know it's a big church. It's a picture of the capital city of Trenton. And one of the projects in the middle is expanding and planting a Fountain of Life church in the capital city of Trenton, New Jersey. The first part, you're going to read about global missions and supporting ministries that are addressing addiction, international church plants, ministry to Muslims. I heard a pastor friend of mine say a few weeks ago that God's heart is the shape of a globe. We're going to talk about the third part is local compassion ministries, because how many know God has a heart for the poor and how we can minister to the needs of the poor? You're going to get this, how you can serve and how you can give. I'm not going to go much more into it today, but you see, it's a burden. It's a burden that makes us want to do this. I'm 58 years old. I know what you're thinking. He don't look no 58. And I want to thank you for thinking that. I'm too old to chase my own dreams. A lot of pastors will look at me and say, look what you got, Pastor Russ. You know, 106 acres, a church building, seats a couple thousand people. You're not full yet. What makes you want to go there? They take good care of you, a good salary to stay sustain you, and you don't have any cares or you seem pretty set. Why don't you just finish out till retirement? I'll tell you why. I'm not at halftime anymore. I was at halftime at 38. All right? I'm in the fourth quarter now, and I want to make the biggest imprint in the kingdom of God in the fourth quarter that I ever have in my whole life.
We hope you enjoy the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131 or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.